Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Back to the headlines Wednesday and back to Tuesday night's presidential debate on the campus of Belmont University in Nashville. We've already talked about how Senators McCain and Obama went back and forth about the origins of the current economic crisis, what to do about the financial crisis moving forward, and sharing their differing ideologies about energy reform. Another major area of discussion and disagreement was health care reform, with Senator Barack Obama talking about John McCain's plan, in which the senator from Arizona wants to extend $5,000 tax credits to families in order to be able to purchase health care coverage. Senator Obama says McCain is also going to tax the health care coverage.
Senator McCain has a different kind of approach. He says that he's going to give you a $5,000 tax credit. What he doesn't tell you is that he is going to tax your employer-based health care benefits for the first time ever. So what one hand giveth, the other hand taketh away. He would also strip away the ability of states to provide some of the regulations on insurance companies to make sure that you're not excluded for pre-existing conditions, or your mammograms are covered, or your maternity is covered. And that is fundamentally the wrong way to go.
Senator Obama's plan is also under scrutiny, and we will have coverage of both of those plans when we discuss it with Grace Marie Turner of the Galen Institute later in this edition. You do not want to miss that conversation. Senator Obama was a little less clear about the details of his plan, only saying that those with existing coverage could keep it if they wanted to and have their premiums lowered under his plan. He says the only mandates under his plan would be for kids to be covered, but Senator John McCain says that's simply not true.
But what is at stake here in this health care issue is the fundamental difference between myself and Senator Obama. As you notice, he starts talking about government. He starts that government will do this and government will do that. And then government will, and he'll impose mandates. If you're a small business person and you don't insure your employees, Senator Obama will fine you. Will fine you. That's remarkable.
In terms of the one-liners, it was a pretty dry debate, not a lot of humor, but a couple times the candidates did manage to get out a couple of issues. Senator John McCain talking about Obama's tax plan.
You know, nailing down Senator Obama's various tax proposals is like nailing Jell-O to the wall.
But Senator Obama fired back about John McCain's approach to entitlements.
We're not going to solve Social Security and Medicare unless we understand the rest of our tax policies. And, you know, Senator McCain, I think, you know, the straight talk express lost a wheel on that one.
Senator McCain also drew eyebrows, some good, some bad, with this response to the energy issue as he slammed Barack Obama's vote in favor of a 2005 energy bill.
I know you grow a little weary of this back and forth. It was an energy bill on the floor of the Senate, loaded down with goodies, billions for the oil companies. And it was sponsored by Bush and Cheney. You know who voted for it? You might never know. That one. You know who voted against it? Me.
Turning to the economy here on Wednesday, as part of a coordinated worldwide effort to smooth financial waters, the Federal Reserve has cut key interest rates by half a percentage point. The cut brings the rate down to 1.5%. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke had hinted at a possible rate cut on Tuesday. In a statement this morning, the Fed said, quote, "The recent intensification of the financial crisis has augmented the downside risks to growth," unquote. The U.S. stock index futures turned positive as soon as the rate cut was announced. But by the end of the day, that wasn't the case. More on that in a moment. In terms of the coordinated rate cut worldwide, not just the U.S. slashing interest rates, but also England, Sweden, Switzerland, and others. And according to former Federal Reserve Governor Wayne Angel, that's a good idea.
It is having a significant impact, because the market would have likely been down for 500, 600 points today without it. So it's a very timely move.
Angel says he's confident the rate cut will give Wall Street the right bounce that it needs.
So the stock market will surely benefit from this. And if this doesn't do it, I'm sure Chairman Bernanke will have another one ready to go.
Well, the stocks were up for much of the day, but unfortunately they didn't end there. The Federal Reserve cutting interest rates definitely had investors in a better mood than they have been in recent days, but that isn't saying much. The Dow Jones Industrial Average crossed from negative to positive about half a dozen times, but ended down 189 points to finish at 92.58. The NASDAQ off 15 points, closing at 1740. The S&P 500 dropping 11 points to finish at 985. Oil closed at $88.95 a barrel, down $1.11. Also this afternoon, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson holding a press conference saying that he believes the cooperation of international banks will have a very positive effect.
Today's announcement of a coordinated rate cut including Europe, China, and other large economies, is a welcome sign that central banks around the world are prepared to take the necessary steps to support the global economy during this difficult time.
Paulson also says the U.S. is a strong nation, a wealthy nation, and one that has the resources needed to conquer these challenges, referring to the current financial crisis. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, Obama versus McCain on energy. We'll also talk about Obama versus McCain and their health care policies. But up next, David John of the Heritage Foundation on the significance of today's move by the Federal Reserve and other banks around the world. Stay with us.